Ask me a question. Should I go jump to the slides in chapter one or section one? Or? So if I understand correctly, just welcome back. This is the second part of the lecture, and we're going through the different lectures in the course. And there was a question in regard to what exactly is this culture, structure, method, machine model. And you have the luck, you can actually experiment with it right now. Well, you can do it now. So you can pass it up to him. All right. Now, as a scientist, and we just had a discussion with Runa and another professor as to whether you ever learn the relationship between what an algorithm is and what a model is. And you should, as a computer science person, know what an algorithm is. Right, you're nodding your head. So what's an algorithm? The algorithm is what? Of, you said the word events, operations, that should produce a deterministic or a probabilistic outcome. Now, what happens is that another way of representing it, and we're trying to figure out how not to confuse you too much. Everybody knows what a Venn diagram is, right? So this is model, and this is algorithm. So what they were saying is to understand it is that when we're looking at the culture, structure, methods, and machines, what we're trying to do is to operationalize the concepts in the model. Now, what does operationalization mean? It means that you can measure it. You operate an event, an operation. So, now, before I can measure something, I have to be able to observe it. So in other language, in social science, we're saying we're looking at observables. So, the question was, explain the relationship between culture, structure, supposed to be a gong, octagon, pentagon method. In many cases, I will say process. So, what I said in the literature is that if you have a social technical system, there are four things that we can observe. One, that every social technical system has a culture. Okay. All right, so I'm going back to, I hope you can see this and this now. So we have the model again, you have the picture. I guess I bring up the picture here to bring it in focus here. I will jump to the So this is the reverse of the picture I had here, where I have the four. This is the model of a social technical system, where you have the technical system described by two observables. Technology is broken down into a method for doing things and the machine to do it. Right? So writing is, in this case, this is a pen, this is a blackboard, and the method is writing. So the machine is this, the concrete thing, and the method is the abstract thing. Okay? And then you have culture and structure. And the idea is that all systems, this system tries to keep a balance. So homeostasis or balance is equal to security. I'm on figure 1.6. I forget the slide number. Slide number 60 in slide package 1. Now, when these things are in balance, and what do we mean by balance? Well, first we describe unbalance. So, how did we suggest here you would measure imbalance or unbalance, or would you want to use the word? We describe a culture by having a distribution of behaviors. So, in this picture here, you have a probabilistic system saying that in a population you have a bunch of individuals that think technology is okay. You have the majority, and you have these other ones that think anything new is bad. Those are called Luddites. So we describe the culture as a distribution of types of individuals. We are introducing a new machine into the system. In this case, the smart card reader. This new machine will affect the methods and the structure and the culture of that system. But because in this case the culture has this distribution, this system is insecure. That is to say, the ones who are against technology will do certain things like put glue into the card readers. Because they don't like technology. So this system here, but if we have this system here, where we have a population where there's a distribution of individuals that think technology is good, new changes is good, then there's a better chance that this system is going to be secure, and I have to answer the word enough. There's always going to be some individual that thinks that technology is the devil's work, etc., and will not adapt to this change, right? Now, that's to explain the concept of culture. So how do we measure culture? We measure culture as a distribution of behavior. We could describe that culture as people that are good and bad. Now, we're assuming then in many systems that the distribution of good people in a system and bad people in a system is normal. But that's not always the case, right? Now, for example, to make it concrete here, we could vote on it here and we see later on. What do you think, and you've already answered the question, exam question I had 2 years ago. You do a social technical analysis, a black hat analysis, how you will cheat on the test. So, how would you, you have a student that's willing to pay you, he comes from whatever, say from Mars. It's better to use Mars this way, I'm politically correct. We have an alien, and he wants to get his information security master's, and he's paying you to help him pass the course. Do a black hat analysis and recommend to him what's the best way to cheat on this exam. What would you look at? You would look at, one, in this population of students, how many have a price? How many are good and how many are bad? I'm assuming then that if I measure the culture here and this was good and bad, is that you're all good. And only a few, maybe 10% of you. So if less than 100, none of you are bad, because 10% I'm using percentage, the odds are that you're not bad. So that's the culture. So you find it's going to be a hard thing to utilize the cultural differential to do this. The professors, the structure. Remember, structure has to do with measuring the power in a system. Right? How is the power relationship? Who can you influence socially to get a pass in the course? Yes? Me? I'm one. There's other people in the system. Remember, system of systems. So I'm the system above. Who's standing in the room? The examiners. Know about communication technology? Don't know about. Do they know how you can use your mobile phone to get information? Most of them are retired. They're not exactly, you know, they're not getting paid that much. They might want to be nice to you. So you can sort of say, all right, we will target this. Remember, the system above, the system below, who's guarding you? Can we deal with the culture there? Right? What method would you use? What machines would you use? What are the different methods for cheating? What's the most sophisticated way you can cheat here, do you think? Does it help you to get the exams ahead of time? How do I send the exam over to the examination office? So what happens if you get control of the email server? Do a man in the middle of attack and take over the Outlook server? Okay. So we have to model the system first, saying these are the different social... So you're going in, you're saying the method would be to do what? Man in the middle attack on what machine? It would be the Higgs server, right? The Outlook server. When I send... Oh, does it have to be the Outlook server? Yes, and it could be something else. What is the what? Actually, the one that's used the most, if you want to do some good attacks, the one that's the most undefended and easiest to break, is the printer server. Those printers, they have buffers in them all over. No one knows what's going on.
Right?
That's one way. Or you can... So you're seeing, now that's the machine. So you have the method. The method would dictate a certain type of machine. That machine is protected by a certain structure. Those individuals protecting it have a certain culture. Who's protecting the machine here at Higg? Everybody knows Stian. Everybody knows there are students in that room. So, when you're doing a social technical analysis, this is one way of plotting the cause and effect. One, I'm saying I have this machine. In order to the next machine, I'm going to use this method. This method works for this culture. And this culture is dependent on this structure. So, going back to structure, remember structure has to do with power. If I come into the room, and one of you look like Stuart Kowalski, and I say, I'm Professor Kowalski, do any of these examiners know who Professor Kowalski looks like? Get one of your friends to dress up and look like a professor and say, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Any questions? I've never had them once check my ID. You guys don't think about these things? I think about them all the time. But now, the reason I'm giving this is I'm putting into context. So I'm trying to put in a context that you would understand, right? You've been in examination sessions, you know all the time. So you're going to have to plan an attack. Model the system. Figure out where the weakest things links are in the system. And perform the attack. Now, the opposite is if you're going to defend the system. Right. So going back to social technical model, we have ethics, laws, administrative procedures. I just gave you an example of attack. The attack was a masquerade attack. Someone's coming in and masquerading as Stuart Kowalski. What procedures would you have in place? You have social procedures. Educate all the examiners that they're supposed to look at my badge. You have a technical procedure. What would be a technical procedure? Before I get into the room, I have to swipe my card. That's a good social technical solution. Okay. And then if I was an attacker, I would have to attack the card swiping system. But I don't have to do that since they don't have a procedure to do that. So anytime you're attacking a system, start off with a method and start figuring out how can I use attack this method, affect the culture, the structure, and the machine. Or the opposite, start off with the machine, start off with the structure. So why exactly did they kill the IS controller of money? You know they did that, right? The Americans went in and did an attack on, you're not so much in, right? They're attacking the structure. The guy who provides the money. They're not attacking the soldiers, whatever. Or they could attack the culture. How would you attack the culture? I get some other person to put something that doing a jihad is a crime. I bring in some Sufis, some other one, whatever, to stack the, right? Or what are they doing now? They're attacking the method of? Okay, going back to the first lecture, this is lecture three. What is the simplest way of modeling a system? What is the simplest terminology? Input, processing, output. What did the Americans do now? they took they attacked the structure of the money input system into IS. What's the other ones they're doing? What's the legal framework that they're using now and they're trying to implement in Norway and in Sweden about people going to Syria? Is they can actually forbid you from going to the country. Right now you're not allowed to because we don't have the laws to forbid people going to these countries. So going back to the system, do we change the ethics? Do we change the laws? Do we change the administrative procedures? Do we change the technology? How do we deal with that? So every time you go in this, so this one describes the dynamic of the system, and it's saying when you're doing an attack, when you're analyzing a system, what is the method, what is the machine, what is the structure, what is the culture? Structure is always power. Culture is the distribution of values. Methods and processes are exactly what they sound like. What is the method for authentication? Is it dependent on a machine or not? I either attack the process or I attack the machine. And if I introduce a new machine, it usually introduces a new method. For example, he gave the countermeasure of using public key. Fine, we have public key. It's a method, and we need a machine to deal with that. And we need a machine to deal with the inputting, processing, outputting of control. Have I explained to you this? Do you understand this model now? As a black hat exercise. As a white hat exercise, yep. So in this case here, as a white hat exercise, I would say to the system owner that we cannot introduce the smart card until we have educated the population. In this one here, you don't have to worry. The students are going to pick up on the smart card and start authenticating on the exam with that. Yep. So it's an algorithmic procedure. We wrote it away, right? But the trouble with the algorithm is that a lot of people get confused. Is you can start with the culture, you can start with the structure, you can start with the machine, you can start with the method, because they're all related. You change one, you have to figure out the other one's affected. And the idea is that the procedures to do this, and this is why I've been reinforcing the stack. So how do you do that? How do you, in practice, go through this? One, you start looking at the ethics of the system. Two, you start looking at the laws of the system. Then you start looking at the administrative procedures, then the operational procedures, then the applications, then the operating systems, and then the hardware. You're going through this checklist. And there will be a weakness somewhere there. Now, one of the things that a lot of people doesn't mean that if I have a weakness in the hardware that I have to have tamper-resistant modules. I could use operational procedures to physically protect the hardware. And that's your job as a security specialist to say, if I introduce this, it will introduce another problem. And often it will introduce a social problem, a procedural problem. So this stack is a way of dealing with the culture, the structure, the methods, and the machines. So this stack here is a mental model you should use. I mean, not the stack, but the culture, structure, methods, and machine is a model. And the stack is a checklist approach to dealing with this. Did I answer the question? Good. Now, we brought up a good one here in another chapter, but that's... What's interesting here in this slide, to understand it mathematically now, is that I'm saying that security defenses are being modeled as a set of countermeasures. So mathematically, there's a set of countermeasures. The attack vector is a set of attacks. So think of these this way. You have this whole list. Now, with the SBC model, the stack, all I've done is structure that. It's just an ordered set. And you've been learning about these different techniques, but you haven't learned how to order them. And you haven't learned that if you do digital rights management, fine. But then you have to have some procedure to implement it. And the criminal, if you have a bad procedure, will not attack the digital rights management system. He will attack the procedure because he's not stupid. And he's either smarter or he's lazy. He's not going to, you know, but that's the other thing I want you to realize, that the whole scheme is that is you have security defenses and you have security attacks, and they're basically a set of an ordered set. And I gave you the example here with Pirate Bay, right? So here I modeled, yes. Okay. I hope they can see me. I think they can. Okay, I'm going to go back to, let's see. Let's see if I have another. I got six, how many different permutations of this I got? So this closes that. There. Right? It's the one in the middle. So in this case, I'm modeling two systems. I'm modeling the motion picture industry, and I'm modeling Pirate Bay. Pirate Bay, as you know, was a site. And if we look at it, when it comes to security technology, so motion picture industry is using digital rights management and IP addresses, in a sense, to figure out who's doing this. So they know which IP address was used to download something. Pirate Bay is using streaming technology. Like, where exactly is a bit? In terms of policies, they say enabling people to copy is the same as doing it. So if I sell you a gun, then I'm shooting. Because that's what they said. I mean, the people, because all Pirate Bay is doing is enabling people to copy. They're not copying. Where Pirate Bay says enabling is not doing. That's the policy. What is the laws? Pirate Bay, the motion picture industry said that we will use the international laws for copyright. Pirate Bay say, no, our server's in Sweden. You can't use international laws if our server's in Sweden, so we have to use the Swedish law. And of course, they say that sharing is stealing. You guys share your DVDs. Every time you loan a DVD to someone, you are stealing, according to the motion picture industry. You're not allowed to share. And Pirate Bay says, no, sharing is not stealing. That's their ethics. That's an example of the structure. Now, if I wanted to attack Pirate Bay, I could attack them on different levels. right? I can decide. Actually, I saw the server. It's on a balcony about. It's outside. It's on a balcony in an apartment, glassed in about a kilometer from my house. This is really stupid. I can show you. That was the server. What? Yes. But the point is that where is the crime committed? I have the server here. It's being committed in Pakistan. So you can't. We're not committing a crime in Sweden. Am I? Because the crime wasn't committed there, right? All I'm doing is giving them the. But this is an example of a social technical stack. All right? That was that one. And that so the idea was when you did the exercises that if you're looking at social technical systems, oh, these were the guys here. They're pictures of them? I don't know. I'm going to jump to a slide now that talks about the different levels. Because that was the question in reality, is that. So, when you're looking at something, it gets very complex. For example, I gave an example of a Pirate Bay. So what did I do? I looked at the system in focus. It was a server in Sweden. But to understand the problem, I have to look at the system above and the system below. And every system above has a certain culture, structure, method, and machine. So this model is a recursive model. You can use it to model the international layer, the national layer, and the individual layer. And that's the strength in the model, that can be reused and used again. So what we did is that we gave you the model in the first exercise and said, all right, this is the decline of the of this empire. Why did it occur? In this case, we took the Dutch Empire. Or we take, since most of you are, actually majority here are Norwegian. What was the machine that made the Viking Empire so efficient? The boats. They could carry them. They could move quickly. And, of course, they had a certain culture to deal with that. Now, what came first? The culture or the boat, or did it come together? And what did the boat do? It gave them a certain type of warfare. And to do this warfare, they had to have a certain type of structure. Now, I give you a metaphor about the type of structure and culture you have here. This is told for me by a guy named Harold that lives in Cap. So we used to take our doctoral students onto this Viking boat. They have a replica of a Viking boat that goes out here. Have you seen it on the lake? And so we put 10 doctoral students into the boat. And these guys were from all over the world. And Harold stood up and says, have you ever seen, we're talking about method now. So you have to coordinate when people row. How many people have seen a drum on a Viking boat? You see in the Mediterranean, they're sitting there with the drum. On a Viking boat, they don't have that. So Harold said this, and I haven't been able to verify it. So as a scientist, I even talked to people that are supposed to know this stuff, and they can confirm it. He said the way it was,